Dubai Eye
103.8. Self-defence. Do we really need it? There is an increasing number of residents who are learning self-defence. One of the ways that they're doing that is by taking up martial arts. But if you're not into martial arts, are there other options? Well, yes. There are, and to tell us all about them, we're joined now in the studio by the team from Krav Maga Middle East, which is based here in Dubai at JLT. We're joined by the chief instructor from Krav Maga Middle East in JLT, Ahmed Atik, who is with us here. Ahmed, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Alongside you is one of your instructors, Chedlia Gellis. Chedlia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, guys.
And thanks also to Pascal as well, who's popped in. Pascal is one of the students at the Krav Maga Middle East. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Let's start first and foremost with you, if we can, Edmund. Krav Maga. A lot of people out there will be going, what is it? What is Krav Maga?
Well, Krav Maga is self-defense. Basically, it's a mix from different martial arts. Each martial art, it has a specific way to defend yourself, but you need to learn it for a longer time. Mm. So basically, Krav Maga is, we pick up each specific movement that it can be used as a self-defense, let's say from boxing, from jiu-jitsu, as a ground fighting, from judo, from taekwondo, and we take it all the specific techniques and we put it into a specific syllables and we call it Krav Maga. So when you come to learn, you find it's very easy way to learn because we don't have a specific way in order to move, to carry on, such as if someone hold your hand, if someone trying to hug you, for ladies, someone trying to kiss you, if someone trying to come closer to you, if you are in a place, it's very dangerous, how to get out of this place without risking yourself, how to mitigate basically your own risk. Mm. Mitigation of your own risk, it can be in seconds and it can be a few seconds, but it will never go into a minute, such as other martial arts, which is like you fight for a longer time, like to get out of danger or to win something. Mm. Krav Maga, it's the only type of self-defense. It has no winning, no certificates like belts or no trophies. However, we give certificates for achieving levels from level 1 to level 5. Mm. Just like with the progression of learning from being a beginner to intermediate to advanced and to extreme advanced. So there's lots of way we do, like it's starting from hand-to-hand combat. We're using defense for defend yourself against the knife, the pistol, a stick, serious situations like real life scenarios, like such as carjacking, kidnapping, active shooter, a stepper. Let's say if you're sitting in the office and then someone come with a knife. What do you do with this? Like, how can you get out of this danger?
So there will be people out there going, all good and well, but we live in one of the safest cities in the world here in Dubai. But does that therefore breed complacency? I mean, is there a place for all of us to learn Krav Maga, some sort of self-defense?
Well, everyone has his own reason to learn self-defense. It can be for he been before in some kind of situation. It can be in his country, in his home, in the street, in a car, but not necessarily. You talk about it happening in UAE. The most of the learners, 90% are expats, not from UAE. So the point of learning this, it's from because they're going to take it back when they go home. Mm. Maybe he lives here for 1 year, 10 years, but he needs to learn something that can be useful for him for his life. So
it's very interesting. Chedley, in terms of the students that you teach, do you see a large number of women and children that you're teaching at the moment?
At the moment, I teach around 25 ladies and 15 kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of the skills that they can learn, I mean, we talk about self-defense at the moment, but is it more than that? Does it give you sort of the confidence to be yourself if you have Krav Maga?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the Krav Maga philosophy, it's what separated from any other traditional or competitive martial arts. It can be summarized by the sentence, do whatever it needs to cause as much damage as possible to your attacker and get away safely.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. This is how I learned them.
Yeah.
Self-confidence, self-control, and be happy after the class.
And the other thing that we need to reiterate here is, because I mentioned it in the intro, this is not a martial art, but it takes martial arts into account. Is that right?
Yes, this is not a martial art. It's a self-defense, basically. Yeah. You can learn, you can come and like with us and learn for like a couple of sessions. You find it's very useful because what you learn is that it's not required like for martial arts, but it's required in the street.
Yeah.
And that's what you're actually looking for.
Pascal, how long have you been doing Krav Maga?
In Dubai with Ahmed, a little bit more than 3 months. However, I've been doing Krav Maga in Montreal as well for a year and a half, okay. Intensively. Yeah.
And in terms of those out there that maybe haven't tried Krav Maga, what sets it apart from other martial arts or right. going to the gym, etc.?
Right. So you see, I started karate and kickboxing at the age of 6 years old.
Okay.
I got my black belt in karate at 14. I kept on doing karate for 4 years after that. I've done Muay Thai. I've done in Dubai. I've also tried MMA and Jiu-Jitsu as well. So you see, all of these are martial arts. Mm. And they all have this set of rules because they are discipline. They are a sport. And these rules, for instance, will state you do not have the right to hit this person in this or this or this part of the body. However, when you are in the street and someone is attacking you, this person do not have sets of rules. And for you, in order to be able to defend yourself in a proper way, you should not be bounded by this set of rules. Mm. And this is what sets Krav Maga apart, because it is not a martial art, right? So there is no rules, basically.
Mm.
And this is what makes it so efficient and different than all the other martial arts.
Yeah. Chedlia, do you need to be physically fit in order to take up Krav Maga in the first place?
No need to be fit, you know. The Krav Maga doesn't have any rules, doesn't have any age, any shape, any size, you know. Krav Maga, it's just, you know, simple technique with effect in the street.
Mm.
That's how we learn them, you know. It's designed for one thing only, to self-preservation and the real straight violence. It ignores any legal definition of self-defense, which vary from one local to another. The concept of self-preservation in Krav Maga is primarily aggressive and animalistic. It's simple mantra state, all right? That in order to survive a violent attack, you should cause nothing short of serve injury.
Mm.
The move of Krav Maga are easy and based on practicing an already exciting insect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's for you, Ahmed, in terms of how long it would take to take a student from scratch to getting them up to scratch with Krav Maga. I mean, because you mentioned martial arts earlier, and that could take years to get your belts and your certain levels, etc. What about Krav Maga? How long?
Well, at least 1 month.
Okay.
1 month of learning, coming and to participate with us. And then you find, first of all, you're going to gain more confidence than usual. Second thing, doesn't matter how many techniques you will learn. Maybe you will learn 100 techniques. But in a real life situation, you're only going to use one or two.
And who's your sort of ideal student? Is Krav Maga something that can be picked up by anybody?
To learn, yes. Yeah. Anyone can learn it. Anyone can learn. It doesn't require the specific fitness or body shape or like fitness level or like an age or a gender.
Yeah.
So we can teach it to the children. We can teach it to women. We can teach it to men. We can teach it to the military, security also, air marshal, cabin crew.
Mm.
But however, what exactly we're going to teach? We teach for this. We didn't teach for the others. We make specific programs. We do programs also for the media news.
Mm.
Who's going to operate in Afghanistan or Yemen or Iraq. We do training for embassy staff who work in North Africa or Asia, some places in Europe also.
Okay.
So everyone gets specific way to learn a specific requirement. It can fit exactly his environment.
Yeah.
It can be hostile environment areas or it can just be someone who wants to use it in the street.
Pascal, I mean, in terms of your training and how long it took you to get confident with your levels in Krav Maga, how long did it take?
So you see, because I had such a strong background in karate and kickboxing, the truth is I had to unlearn a lot of things that I learned in karate and kickboxing in order to unblock myself from the techniques which are not very efficient in the street.
Yeah.
In Canada, I was doing Krav Maga intensively every week. I would say it took me approximately 12 classes to feel even more confident to defend myself in the street than 12 years of karate. Of course, everyone learns at different pace. It always depends on the instructor, the class, and so on. But very few weeks. If you start from scratch, I would say very few weeks in order for you to be confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people having their say on all things Krav Maga. This one coming through from one of our listeners on 4001 saying, I don't need to fight that often, but I am looking for a way to exercise beyond what I do in the gym while learning how to punch, to kick, or do whatever it takes to defend myself. Is Krav Maga the solution? I mean, is it worth doing Krav Maga if you just want to get fit?
Exactly. So let me say exactly what we do. We do Krav Maga techniques. We do Krav Maga fitness. So exactly, we do intensive fitness exercises to increase your endurance and to increase your ability to fight. We do a Krav Maga also for people of determination. So we do it every Monday. We do Krav Maga for kids. So basically, in the normal Krav Maga, beside the Krav Maga fitness, which is one day in a week, in every day you come to learn a Krav Maga, the first 10 minutes, we do an extreme fitness workout just to increase your heart rate, which is what we require when we do the fighting. So yeah. When someone's going to attack you, your heart rate beats very fast, so you started to panic. Either you have to start your move, or you're going to panic and you freeze, and you're going to get attacked.
Pascal, is it for everyone? I mean, you've been doing it for a while now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you see students come and go. Do some people just not get on with it, or is it something that appeals to a wide audience?
So you see, Krav Maga is intended to be as realistic as real-life scenarios. And this is what Ahmed is also doing in his weekly classes. Yeah. We're doing a lot of real-life scenarios. And unfortunately, real-life scenarios are not...
predictable.
Exactly. And sometimes can be very rough and unexpected, right? So Krav Maga intends to prepare everyone for that kind of scenarios. Mm-hmm. It is for everyone because we never know what can happen in the street. So everyone has an interest in learning Krav Maga, definitely.
Yeah. And Chedley, in your opinion, I mean, a lot of people texting in about the physical side of Krav Maga, but is there a mental side as well? Does it teach you how to deal with situations?
Yeah, for sure. For my philosophy about Krav Maga is the art of going home alive.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, it's so important, you know, to have mentally so strong, and that's what we do for our students.
Yeah.
To make them strong mentally, all right, to thinking fast, to react fast. And as well, we help them, you know, to take the properly reaction in the right time.
Ahmed, is that an element to it? I mean, obviously you're educators, you're instructors, but you're also forming people.
Exactly. So basically, Krav Maga is not to win a trophy; it's to win your life. First, to mitigate your own risk, and second thing, to be aware of your surroundings. So, for example, if you walk in the street, unfamiliar street, unfamiliar country, what exactly to do? We tell you what to do. For example, don't put your headphones, listen to music, don't make yourself busy reading a map or reading a book or on your phone. Put your phone in your pocket, have less cash, have a limited amount of credit card in your pocket. Don't have your expensive watch or your expensive bag like flashed. If you know this area, it's okay. If you don't know this area, to try to have to be low profile, basically. And if someone following you, to work on zigzag area, zigzag way, like in the road. If you cannot get out of danger, find a shop to go inside or like a crowded place until you find, call the police, for example. If you notice someone like stalking you, going behind, following you. Sometimes we do also like at the carjacking. If someone stop you in the parking, what to do?
Yeah.
If you have the children inside, if you don't have the children, if you are alone, if you're not alone, if you are in open area, closed area. Same thing if someone attack you inside the lift, maybe a lady by herself inside the lift, maybe inside the bathroom, in the bars, in the restaurants, in different location. So yeah. We do all
prepares kinds of you scenarios. For different scenarios.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lots of people texting in. Lots of people wanted to know where they can find out more. So to that end, where are you? Where are you based?
Basically, we're based now in GLT.
Yeah.
There's a building, it's called One GLT Building. It's a black building. It's not in a cluster. There's a coffee shop under in the bottom. It's called 1762. We are on the second floor by a Nook office.
Okay.
It's a like a workspace. It has a studio and it has a gym. We are located there as a head office.
Excellent stuff. And Chelly, if people want to find out more, can they find it on social media, Facebook, those sort of things? All the information's there?
Yeah, yeah. We have a To Grab Maga Middle East and Instagram. This is our professional page, and as well for the Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Grab Maga Middle East.
Get yourself on there as well. And if people want to come on down, try it for the first time, best time for them to do that is?
We would like to offer people who listen to the radio right now to come and try it for free until the end of the month. We also have a kind of program, it's called Bootcamp Extreme, mm-hmm. which is we do it 4 times in a year, which is 4 days. Including real life scenarios with the real cards in real areas. It's including live shooting, including archery, including specific games to we call it for time reaction and target perception.
Okay.
So how to react quickly in different aspects of your living, your surroundings, basically.
Pascal, if people have not tried it before, if they are interested in trying it, why should they try Krav Maga?
It brings you a lot, I mean, obviously in terms of fighting and self-defense abilities in the street. But again, it takes only a few classes to increase your self-confidence a lot, right? We all know that you will not need to use this in Dubai, right? However, on a daily basis, Krav Maga will considerably increase your self-confidence. So this is beneficial for everyone. And on top of this, Ahmed is highly professional and he has a very large background in Krav Maga.
Yeah.
And he's a very credible instructor. He put a lot of emphasis on real life scenarios, and he really knows how to push your limits, and this is what I really appreciate about it.
And Chedley's quite good as well, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Please. Don't forget about my name, it's Chedley Agilis. All right?
To all of you,
the
really appreciate
thank you.
All appreciate your time.
You.
To you, Ahmed Chedlia, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Pascal.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
thank
for being
you.
With us. If you want to find out more, it is Krav Maga Middle East.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.